In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we listen to the words of the Beatitudes today, we are reminded of something. Not everything is as it seems. Not everything is as it seems. You see, not all of us were born rich, or strong, or powerful. You see, in the ancient days, we would have been seen as cursed. And those who had all those other attributes, they were seen as blessed. No, my friends, some of us, we're weak. And we're poor. And we're foolish at times. But it's to them who Christ calls. He calls to them, those who feel like outsiders and lost. And he calls us to come to him. He says, for you shall see the face of God. Not everything is as it seems. Yesterday, wasn't that a beautiful day yesterday? A beautiful spring day in January. It was so nice that I was actually outside in the front yard of the rectory and I was limbing up some trees. I do that because, well, I was once a landscaper and I'm afraid that the bishop may call me one day and realize I'm a phony and I've got to have something to fall back on. But my friends, as beautiful as yesterday was, and it was gorgeous for a Saturday in January, as beautiful as it was, we need to always remind ourselves, this isn't heaven. This is not heaven, it's earth. And on earth, we're going to have beautiful days and we're going to have dark days. And there are going to be those days where it seems that the storms in our lives just won't end. But we need to remind ourselves of this very fact, this one reality, that there is that constant that will always be in our lives, and that's Jesus Christ. Christ is the one constant in our lives, and he will stand by us. Whether we are rich or poor, strong or weak, wise or foolish, he will stand by us. He will stand by us when there are those storms in our lives, and he will stand by us when we are lovable and when we are even unlovable, because Jesus Christ is that one constant in our lives. A college professor, he was once talking to his students, and he kind of bared his soul to them. And he told them when he was a young man, he used to dream of one day obtaining his doctorate. And he said he looked forward to that day when he was no more just Mr. Mark Muse, but rather one day when he would be called Dr. Dr. Mark Muse. Well, after years of study and all the hard work that he put into it, and hours of studies, the day finally arrived. And his family and his friends, they came from near and far, and they threw him a great celebration. They pulled out all the stops. But Dr. Muse, he admitted to his students, he felt strangely empty. You see, he said, the dream did not match the reality. And if you think about it, our lives are like that, aren't they, sometimes? We imagine certain things are going to make our lives happy, are going to make our lives, if you will, perfect. When I obtain this, then I will be satisfied with life. If I go to the right school, if I get the big job, if I live in the correct neighborhood, then all will be good. But Jesus tells us something different. He tells us something different in today's gospel reading. Not that those things are bad, but he's trying to tell us not everything is as it seems. Not everything is as it seems, and no one will ever learn what it means to be happy or understand true happiness until they learn this: finding peace. Finding peace in those times of trials that will come into our lives and that will come into all of our lives. The truth is, too many people often believe that they will not be happy until everything is perfect in their lives, until they have that beautiful body. They have good health. They're financially secure. But the problem is, once they realize that perfection is only a fantasy in this world, once many people understand that, the sad reality is their life is almost already over. My friends, as many of us learn, good fortune is not always as it seems. And bad luck can always turn into a blessing. Garth Brooks, country singer, I think. I'm going to quote a song by him. And so I've been in Dawsonville too long. Garth Brooks had a song out a number of years ago, I think in the mid-90s, actually, and it was called Unanswered Prayers, and it's about these two young people, this boy and this girl who meet in high school, and they are madly in love, and they think our lives are going to be perfect once we graduate and we spend the rest of our lives together living on love. It didn't work out that way. And they both went their separate ways. Years later, they find each other again, but now they're both married. And they're looking at each other really for the first time once again, and they realize, you're not the person I thought you were back then. I found the right person. You see, it's not that God doesn't answer all prayers, it's just that sometimes the answer is no. It's for a very good reason. Because God can take times that look dark and show us how bright they can become. As a matter of fact, I heard today that on this day in 1585, Shakespeare, he released for the first time into the world Romeo and Juliet. There you go. I'm going to, it's someone a little bit smarter than Garth Brooks. But you stop and you think how foolish those young people were, Romeo and Juliet, taking the extreme instead of trusting in the supreme. In the Beatitudes, Jesus lists all the misfortune that can befall us in this life: bankruptcy, debts, loss of loved ones, hunger, abstinence, political defeat, invasions, misunderstandings, false accusations, and even your friends turning against you and telling lies about you. And our Lord says we should not passively accept all of those things. But he also says not all things are as bad as they seem. Because look at the crucifix. He was able to take something so terrible and make it into our redemption. My friends, our Lord is trying to tell us today that we will never know happiness. We will never understand what it means to be happy until we find peace in those trials that come into our lives. Because I promise you this, perfection is only found in heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.